called education. Medical sciences and health sciences include a vast area and a vast vista of knowledge. And this area of knowledge is beyond the capacity of a human being to incorporate all of them. Consequently, the process of specialization becomes ever more important. And even in the process of specialization, that best the focus would be on the organ that that person is going to deal with, rather than the organism, the human being that we have to deal with. The new physicians are growing to become able to emphasize mechanics, facts, learn all of the techniques, but they hardly have the time or the opportunity to learn about the human being, the patient, as a person, as a whole being. This is a major crisis facing the educational system. The medical students are chosen according to their level of competitiveness, to their level of IQ, rather than having a high level of HQ, which is human quality. These are very important crises facing us. Now I like to focus on the question of what the world is trying to do about these crises. And I would follow the same outline as I did before. Here I'm not referring to any efforts on the Baha'i, on the part of the Baha'is, but on the part of the humanity as a whole. And here I'd like to mention another principle and concept that is extremely important. As you know, this is in a new age in the history of mankind. This is a spiritual springtime. We do not know, and humanity doesn't know, how fortunate it is to live at the beginnings of coming of a manifestation of God, at the beginning of a springtime. You know how exciting it is to observe and experience the coming of experience, of spring. One of the reasons I came to Canada is to have a lengthy winter, so that I can experience the coming of spring. It is the most exciting thing, you see. I yearn for it for 6 months. When the springtime comes, then the whole of the humanity, the whole of creation comes to life. Some knowingly and some not knowingly. Those bushes that have already come out of the ground, they directly experience the spring breeze. They directly experience the rays of the sun at the time of spring. And therefore they behold and experience consciously the process of coming of a new spiritual springtime in life of humanity. However, those seeds that are growing and still are covered with the veils of the dust,
of the material existence,
these beings also experience the warmth of the sun, also experience the life-giving effects of the breeze of the stream, and they begin to grow also. Therefore, we should not be surprised, rather we should be delighted that movements are taking place all over the world, amongst all the people of the world, regardless of whether even they know about the Baha'i Faith or not, that focuses and aims towards solution of these crises along the new lines that we as Baha'is are familiar with. So with this concept in mind, I'd like to go over those crises one by one again and share with you what is happening very briefly. First of all, I mentioned to you that the most urgent crisis is the crisis of medical orientation. And in respect to medical beginning to talk of human beings as psychological beings, saying such as patients are people and people have feelings and meditation. But it is the kind of orientation of this nature emerging. It is one step beyond the level of looking at a human being as an animal or as a machine. At least we are acknowledging the human being as a psychological being. Still we have to go further, but at least the movement, the direction is right. The second aspect related to this, I mentioned to you, was disease orientation. And as you know, we are becoming more prevention oriented. The governments are focusing more on prevention. People in general are focusing more on prevention. The direction is correct. The crisis is there, but the direction is in the right direction. And the third one is the whole issue of fear of change that I mentioned to you. And again, in this area, there is gradually, but very gradually, an awareness on the part of some people in the health profession that we need to be able to change according to the requirements of the age in which we live. After all, isn't that one of the major pronouncements of Baha'u'llah and guidance of Baha'u'llah to mankind? Of course it is. And this gradual movement is so gradual that you probably wouldn't see it all that easily, except that you can identify somebody who is far out, a physician who is far out here or there or there, and everybody says, have you heard of so and so? And then you have a fringe kind of medical community creating. Well, that is not really desirable. What would be desirable ultimately is that change take place, growth take place in the body of the profession as a whole. The second crisis that I mentioned was the crisis of medical practice. Here again,
Although physicians are acting by and large as technicians, nevertheless, there is more focus being paid on emotional aspects of people's lives, on social aspects, on intellectual aspects. There is a movement into that direction. The other aspect is that our methods of treatment is changing. You see, if you are dealing with a machine, you really don't need to have methods that are very humane. By that matter, if you are dealing with an animal, you don't have humane methods. You need humane methods for human beings, you see. Gradually, as we are becoming aware that we are dealing with human beings, gradually the methods of treatment are becoming more humane. But that, again, is a very gradual process. And economic aspects, as far as the practice, as I mentioned earlier, again, to some extent is improving. The example of it is the insurance system, for example, in Canada, as you could compare it to other lands or to a number of years before. So as you see, there is a gradual movement towards changing the medical practice and decreasing the crisis that I mentioned. The crisis of medical ethics was the third crisis. Here, I think we are dealing with the most difficult, the most challenging area of crisis. It is an area that I feel medical practice at this stage has not been able to face. The simple reason is that there are no standards. A humanity without standards is like a number of people wandering in the darkness. And while you wander in the darkness, you cannot set those guidelines. Because if there are guidelines, you can see them. Consequently, in the ethical area, we have tremendous difficulty at this stage. The number four was the crisis of being a patient. I feel this is the area that the greatest advancement has been made. And this is primarily due to people who are not in the health profession, like most of you here. People are becoming more informed. People becoming more health-oriented. They are trying to eat better. They are trying to eat less. You know, Prophet Muhammad gave a dictum about health in respect to eating, which is extremely, extremely practical and easy to follow. He said, "Do not eat unless you are hungry." And stop eating while you are still hungry. People, however, following that dictum to a large degree, or to a large degree, depending on how they do it. They either become large or follow it to a large degree. The habits of people gradually, to some extent, is changing. At least people know that they could cause difficulties for themselves when they smoke, but nevertheless they do it, or when they drink, or whatever it is. The lifestyles in general are changing towards a very encouraging direction. Also, people are becoming more informed about their rights. People are becoming more aware that they can demand justice. And to a lesser or greater degree, they do. But by and large, people are still afraid of physicians. You're afraid of hospitals. You're afraid of people with the white robes on. And all of those things. And it was going to take time and energy on both sides to remedy the situation. At the same time, people are becoming again more interested in the non-traditional, in paramedical, in pseudo-medical, in the pseudo-scientific way of treatment. So consequently, people are mixing fact and fiction, what is reasonable and what is unreasonable, what is healthy and what is unhealthy. Is a life of paradoxes that we live. The fifth area of crisis that I dealt with earlier was the area of patient-doctor relationship. Again here, some improvements are being made. At least some awareness is there. These improvements, however, are on the area of emotions and feelings, trying to create a good atmosphere and address yourself to the emotions of the person, in the area of giving information to greater or lesser degree, and in the area of trying to reestablish the trust. But the spiritual dimension does not come in. Finally, the sixth challenge, the challenge of medical education, is probably the second most difficult challenge. But in that respect, at least there have been some improvements in recent years. The whole idea of development of psychology, medicine, medical psychology, the whole idea of focusing on diet and diet taking place, important place in health practices, the whole area of focusing on death, on birth, on the diet of the mother at the time of pregnancy, before the time of pregnancy, on the part of the mother and father. There are many areas of exciting research that indicates how important the orientation of the person, the lifestyle of the person, is in respect to these matters. There is a greater tendency toward reestablishing the family practice of the past. There is an attempt to treat the patient as a whole human being. But there is much change needs to be done in this respect. Now, the third part of my talk would focus on future of medicine. And here, the future from the vantage view of the Baha'i community, of the Baha'i faith. And again, I follow the same order as I did for the previous two. The orientation in respect to nature of man is very easy solution for the Baha'i. According to teachings of Baha'u'llah, human beings are created as noble and spiritual beings. All our activities and endeavors should increase this nobility to safeguard his spiritual reality and to make sure that it would not debase his noble, of most noble of all created beings.